Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. I'm Erin, and on Zoom with me this morning, I have Crystal Duncan and Frank Ecker, both here to talk about the No More Missing Sisters 5K Walk and Run happening tomorrow. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Happy Friday.
Great to be with you, Erin.
So why don't we get a little background for this 5K Walk and Run? When it's titled No More Missing Sisters, what is this raising awareness for, Crystal?
It's a Missing and Murdered Indigenous Movement. And so it's called MMIW, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. You may hear it referred to as Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives. There are a number of related statements about it, but we're basically spending a couple of months focusing on this issue here in our community to raise awareness, provide education. And so this is one of those ways that we thought would be a COVID-friendly way to do that.
Wonderful. And for, I guess, for the logistics of it. So this is a 5K walk and run. So no, I definitely have not been keeping up on my running in this lovely winter weather we've had. So it's really anyone who'd like to be involved and to show up. This is where should they show up tomorrow to be a part of this?
Yeah, Erin, I hope you can make it. You are certainly welcome. We're going to congregate at Crescent Harbor Shelter. So it's going to be covered. The weather's not looking great, but just show up. You'll be greeted by the Hashagun drum group. They're going to be there performing a couple of songs before we actually get started. We'll have a few comments, a moment of silence, and then we're going to begin the run. We're going to head towards Totem Park. And then, like you said, there is not a course that you have to stick to. We're not going to be timing you. You could go the distance that's most comfortable for you. We just want people to be able to get outside, have a sense of community building, and then complete it within your own time frame. So we're going to start at 10:30, and then we're going to be there until about noon. So that's going to give you plenty of time to show up and be a part of the event.
And this doesn't require any advance registration. There's no race fees or anything. It's just it's meant to be together.
Yeah, 100%, completely free. And we don't want people touching pens or sharing any of that. So you're not going to have to fill out any paperwork when you get there. You're just going to come, be a part of it, and participate that way.
And what's the you said, because, you know, COVID times, we wanted to get something COVID friendly that's not going to put anyone at extra stress or risk. Is there other inspiration behind wanting to do this event now, wanting to do something so inclusive with the community?
Yeah, so I'm glad that you brought up the COVID. Of course, the same precautions are in place. So come with your mask, maintain distance between you and people outside of your family. All of those are going to be in place for this event. But to kind of guide it into the larger picture, these events are pretty popular with the MMIW movement. And of course, the timing, we were actually trying to plan education around MMIW starting in November, so Native American Heritage Month. But we were obviously at a very different place when it came to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And so then we are looking at January. I think it's a much better place, knowing that vaccinations started within the community and that anybody 16 or older is eligible to kind of sign up for that. We're feeling a lot more confident, but of course we don't have super spreader events here in Sitka. And so the COVID is going to be kind of a highest priority when we come together for this event.
Wonderful. And you, and
I think the other thing is kind of wear red. So of course, show up in whatever you're most comfortable running in. But within this movement, red has become a really common color. And so we're telling people, you know, it's going to be a 5K. That's not a super long distance, but bring your own water bottle. And if you can wear red, you're going to find many other sisters and allies who are in that color as well. So we invite you to be a part of that way.
And was there someone, was this the brainchild of any one person here in Sitka?
We were definitely motivated by the youth in our communities. So Rosalie Fish, she is somebody who started running for her stolen sisters. And that is kind of what became our brainchild of, well, we could do a run outside. So she's a pretty famous within the movement. You could Google her, find out more. She's an awesome person. And then as far as us just doing a focus on MMIW, I have to give credit to Tristan DeBell. She was 14 at the time. She did this replica painting, which got gifted to me. And it made me think, my goodness, I think our youth are watching what we're doing. And so maybe we need to step up our game and really pay attention to the things that they care about. So the youth are driving this.
Wonderful. Excellent. And it's all, so just to reiterate, it's all taking place tomorrow morning, Crescent Harbor Shelter at 10:30 a.m. Is there any, is this mainly for like the Native community to show up? Is this for, who's your kind of your target audience, if you will? Maybe Frank, you can speak to that.
Yeah, thanks, Erin. I think this event is really for everyone. It's about gathering everyone in our community, engaging in a process of communal healing. And I think as a white person, as a white man, I feel like my responsibility really is to hold others up, to hold Indigenous women up. And I think that allyship, as we're talking about it here, is about presence, and about being there and asking with humility and respect, how can I repurpose the privilege that I carry to undo this history of colonial violence and erasure that is still a part of the present moment that we're a part of.
So it's really, if you feel any kind of interest, wanting to learn more, or you know a lot and you just want to be there to show up, it's showing up. That's the first step. So tomorrow is a good time to do that. Now, is this part of our, sorry, Crystal, go ahead.
I was going to say one of our related goals was to strengthen partnerships within the community. And so I meant, this is basically a volunteer effort of people who are basically donating their time and their space and trying to make this event happen. But we also have organizations that have stepped up to kind of support us as we go through it too. So I just want to give them credit where credit is due. So some of our community partners, of course, the Safe Shelter, they've been a staple. We also have Search. They, of course, are all about healthy ways of coming together. We have Baranoff Island Housing Authority, Sitka Counseling, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, Sitka Police Department, and Braveheart Volunteers. And then also the Sitka National Historic Park. They waived the permit fee so that we could actually utilize the park for this run. So we have to give credit, because without them, this wouldn't be the event that is going to be tomorrow. So we've been really fortunate in that way.
Excellent. And is this going to be a part of, you said this is something you wanted to focus on, this topic of missing and murdered Indigenous women, is a topic you wanted to be top of mind for at least the next couple of months in Sitka. So is this just one of a number of different events that we have to look forward to with regards to this topic?
Yeah, for sure. So I can't list them all off here because I know we're strapped for time, but this is not the first event. There have been a couple of that have already been taking place, but now we're trying to do better with our promotion. So of course, on Wednesday, we want to thank the tribe. They did a resolution of support around issues of missing and murdered Indigenous women. On Tuesday, the city, they're going to do a proclamation. So you should tune into that meeting. This run, of course, is happening tomorrow. And then we're going to have a fundraising event that'll take place in March. And that's going to benefit Data for Indigenous Justice and our local Safe Shelter. So that's going to be a raffle. All of our artists have held us up and been donating items. It's going to be a really good one. Mm-hmm. And then the education. So we can't do this as a social media campaign that will be happening. And then I just want to make sure that people are aware that there is the Amber Webb Cusbuck at the public library that's been there. She has been so gracious in allowing us to basically borrow it and display it here locally. And she's allowed us to extend that through International Women's Day, which is March 8th. So you haven't been able to see that, you should. It's breathtaking. And like I said, on Saturday, we're going to start the run at Crestart and we're going to basically funnel people over to kind of end there and have that moment with the Cusbuck and be able to see it in all its glory.
Wonderful. And yet we are just about out of time. So beyond rain gear and the color red for tomorrow, is there any sort of any in water bottles? Is there any, I guess, is there any state of mind that someone should come to this event with? I guess either of you to answer that.
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely to come with a sense of reverence and respect. But I think also this is an event about joy as well, and about joy as sort of the power that can bring folks together and move towards collective action. I think that is something that I would encourage folks to bring as well.
Wonderful. That is a good place to be, to bring our minds to, especially doing it together. Well, we're just about out of time. So again, thank you, Crystal Duncan, Frank Eckert, for coming on air with me this morning for the No More Missing Sisters 5K walk and run happening tomorrow. Anyone and everyone is welcome at 10:30 a.m. starting at Crescent Harbor Shelter. Thank you both for joining me on air this morning.
Thanks so much, Erin. Have a good day.
You as well.